Why are my eyes still flowing? Why does my heart thus trembling move? Why do I sigh when going to see the darling saint I love? Ah, she's my heaven, and in her eyes there is no life like what she can give, nor any death like taking my leave. Tell me no more of glory, to court's ambition I've resigned, but tell a long, long story of Celia's shape, her face and mind. Speak to of raptures that will life destroy, to enjoy. Had I a diadem, sceptre and ball, for that dear minute I'd part with them all. Why am I not enjoying myself, delighting in thy arms, my painful love destroying with killing pleasures from thy charms? Come, come, dear Celia, now let storms be gone, and overblown. There's no delight like thy transporting love, no joy below, whatever's above. Why does my heart thus grieve me, as I lie panting on my bed? Why does my hopes deceive me, when cruel fates pronounce me dead? Speak, speak, dear saint, and by those conquering eyes that surprise, give me favor in thy sight again, or kill me quite to ease my pain. How can I seek to cover a flaming heart overwhelmed with grief? See a constant lover thus fainting plead for some relief? No, Aminta, cease now to implore. Sigh no more. Had I 10,000 hearts in my breast, I'd part with all to give my love rest. Why does Aminta, sighing, think I will coyly love deface? But can there be denying to such a person such a grace? Ah, such becoming boldness to is found, to be crowned, that no fair nymph that lives upon the plain can have a heart to give my dear pain. Who can express the joying that my poor heart doth leaping find? Fly hence, all heart annoying, and fatal grief for Celia's kind. Come then, dear Celia, let us now enjoy. I, dearest, I, while we have breath, let not spoil our bliss.